This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, Farm Bureau members concluded the 99th annual American Farm Bureau Federation convention this week, expecting to tackle a similar ag economy as seen over the last few years. AFBF Market Intelligence Director John Newton says producers should expect more of the same with flat prices throughout 2018.
It is a situation where we're looking at more of the same. Prices have been in this relatively flat range for quite a while. I'd say the only star of the show so far for the last 2 years has been cotton. Cotton exports in 2016 were well above the prior year levels, and again in 2017, this marketing year, cotton exports are off to a pretty hot start, and that's led to some optimism in that sector.
And for those farmers navigating the flat markets, he says they should consider when there are good opportunities to market crops.
We're in a flat price environment, and so to think about how you cut costs and be more efficient in this low price environment is critically important. Farmers are burning down equity. They've been doing that for a number of years. So the most important thing to think about is when are there good opportunities to market your crop and use risk management tools to protect against even lower prices.
And Newton says there are several wild card factors that could change the market trends this year.
We're doing NAFTA 2.0 to continue to monitor the status of those trade agreements. There are a variety of other factors. For example, the administration made some announcements on Pakistan. Pakistan's the third largest buyer of cotton in the United States. So there are always black swan events that can lead to higher grain markets and create opportunities for farmers.
And that's AFBF Market Intelligence Director John Newton. The USDA's WASDE report was released yesterday. Steve Jones with M&M Service Company said compared to last month, the report showed corn production up, soybean production down, wheat production unchanged, but ending stocks increased for all three of those crops.
The USDA monthly supply and demand report has come and gone. Very little changes in the report, but it was widely watched, and it has been being traded on since 11 o'clock. In the report, the USDA juggled the corn numbers by decreasing harvested acres by 400,000, but they raised the national average yield up to 176.6 bushels an acre. That is a record yield, yield up 1.2 bushels per acre. The USDA, so that increased production a net of 26 million bushels. They decreased feed usage 25 million, and some other minor changes in the corn, the ending stocks, the big number, up 40 million bushels to 2.477 billion bushels of corn, a rather burdensome supply of corn at the end of this year. Soybeans, they actually decreased the national average yield by almost half a bushel per acre, down to 49.1. That decreased production 33 million bushels, but that was more than offset by a decrease in exports of 65 million bushels. Adding it all up in the soybeans, the ending stocks raised 25 million bushels up to 470 million bushels. And like the corn, that's just a big burdensome supply of soybeans on hand at the end of this marketing year. In the wheat, the USDA decreased feed usage in wheat by 20 million bushels, some other minor changes. Wheat ending stocks raised 29 million bushels up to 989 million bushels of carryover wheat at the end of this marketing year. So all three commodities, ending stocks raised slightly, corn, beans, and wheat. Perhaps it did stop the selling in the soybeans. We've seen a huge slide in the price of soybeans under extreme pressure from fund selling. Maybe the lack of a bigger than expected increase in bean carryout will stop that selling, at least in the short term.
Again, that update comes from Steve Jones with M&M Service Company. In other news, the Illinois State Horticulture Society sponsored its 29th annual Illinois and National Sweet Cider Contest and the 16th annual National Hard Cider Contest at the Specialty Growers Conference this week. Ken Johnson, horticulture educator for U of I Extension out of Jacksonville, said most of the contestants were affiliated with Illinois Orchards.
So this year we had 16 entries for the cider contest. Most of these entries are going to be from apple orchards. Most of them are also going to sell this cider that they make. So for the judging, we take those 16 samples, we split them into two groups. Judges will judge eight of those, and we'll take the highest of those. I think this year we took seven, and then all those judges again judge all of those sweet ciders. That's how we determine the winner. We also do a hard cider contest. This year we had 4 entries. And the judges just judged all of those.
What's the difference in the taste? Is there a range of differences? Because I think of apple cider and I think of maybe a sweet cinnamon taste, but I guess there's probably a lot of different options. I'm not familiar.
So there's quite a bit of variation in it. We had a clear-cut winner this year, and it's based off of kind of a 25-point scale. So, you know, we had stuff that were getting, you know, 20 in the 20s and some getting in the teens. So it could be a pretty big variation. A lot of that's going to depend on the individual. Some people are going to like sweeter ciders than others. So a lot of it depends on the person judging, too.
Are most of these people from Illinois? Do we have some out-of-state participants?
Majority are from Illinois. We had one entry that came from out-of-state.
So I don't think of Illinois as being a huge state that represents apple cider, but I guess we do have several orchards, so this is pretty popular throughout the state?
Yeah, pretty popular. Get kind of pretty competitive, too, so there's a lot of bragging rights that go along with it if you have that, you know, that top cider for the year.
The winners of the contest were announced Thursday evening. Tom Schwartz of Schwartz Orchards, located in Centralia, Illinois, produced the number one overall rated cider at this year's contest, winning both the national and Illinois contest. Second place for Illinois went to Ken Hall of Edwards Orchard in Poplar Grove, and third place for Illinois Sweet Cider went to Jeff Broom of Broom Orchard in Carlinville. So congratulations to this year's winners of the Illinois State Horticulture Society Cider Contest. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.